Here's something else that it's kind of revealing, I think, that's important too, because I think sometimes we have this idea of like, well, if I'm mature in my faith and if I've been in Christ longer, I have so much to give, but it kind of like forgets that newer believers and those who are younger in Christ have lots to give as well. The disciple making is really reciprocal, right? Mm-hmm. And so, for example, it's kind of like student ministry is this experimental zone, because first of all, students and younger believers, they are more on the front lines, right, of culture and lostness than, right, families, because families are able to provide stability, you know, as a, you know, if they have a Christian home, Christian family, they're able to do some, and then their experience is kind of leaning on, you know, what was the issues and the problems 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, mm-hmm. where, you know, the canaries in the coal mines are the students and the kids. And so the experimental, right, disciple making is more like, you know, let's, like, this is what we need to figure out. How do we help? How do we make disciples of the kids and students? Because they are the next generation. They are the future, right? If the Lord, you know, delays his return, that's so important. And what we're going to learn from them is so important, right? It's kind of like my experience has been like when someone is new, a new believer, and I start studying the Bible with them, not just downloading information, teaching them, but it's like, hey, let's just talk about prayer. What do you think prayer is? What is it? How do you do it? Like, is it just talking to God? How do you, you know, you learn so much from a new believer because they have questions and they have experiences and they have hangups that you've never even thought of before. And you get to engage scripture and see it in a whole new light as you're walking with a new believer. The same thing happens like with my kid. It's like my kids, because of like so many other like godly people investing in them, they go to public school, but it's like church, kids ministry, everything. It's like my kids are asking me like really good questions I never would have been asking at their age, about life, about purpose, about Christ, about science, about, you know, how their faith fits in what they're learning in school. And so just to encourage, like, honestly, it's like disciple making happens and has nothing to do with how old you are or how long you've been in Christ or how mature you think you are. There's something that we learn from each other by engaging in the process itself.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was kind of a sermon. Yeah.
So I have a question for narrating. So just maybe we can wrap up this conversation, but like what, Scott, would you say would be maybe your top thing you wish people would think about or not think in regards to youth ministry? It's a place for entertainment and games and just fun. That is a bad stereotype of student ministry. You know, that we just want to make sure that the kids are taken care of and that they're having fun. Because here's the reality. We cannot out-entertain students with what is out in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And not going to happen. But we are wanting, what we want to see happen in student ministry, kids ministry, you know, from, you know, they say before age 13, kids make decisions, you know, that's the biggest percentage there. Well, then in student ministry, it's refining that and helping them to know what that means. And so what we're in the, I hate to say in the business of, but what we want to see happen.
Your stewardship, your passion, your advocation.
What we want to see happen is that students actually make their faith their own.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, we've grown up going to church our whole life. This is what my parents did. And I guess that's what I have to do. Mm-hmm. We want them to take that ownership of, they own their relationship with Jesus. They mm-hmm. own what it means to grow deeper in their relationship
mm-hmm.
and disciple others. So I think that those are two opposites.
Yeah. One is, you have a bunch of baby chicks and you're spoon feeding an experience. You're spoon feeding fun. You're spoon feeding Bible knowledge. You're spoon feeding teaching. But what you're talking about is creating an environment where you're teaching and journeying with people to feed themselves, not just feed themselves from like learning from scripture, but doing it in community, like real relationships, seeing others as your brothers and sisters in Christ because you are in Christ, experiencing the Christian life. This is something that you want people to be able to make it their own, right? Mm-hmm. And if they're able to not only, you know, rest in God's grace and feed themselves, and then also invest in others, if you start with that as the foundation, then that's going to continue and multiply. And so that's what it's about. But yeah, you're right. Like a lot of it's just like entertainment is kind of like, you know, give me, make it fun. My kids aren't having fun.
Tell a joke. You know, yeah. You're a comedian. Tell me a joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's also why I always, you know, I've been doing 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to become a real pastor?
Dude.
All right. So, and you know, real pastor is leading a church. And I always say, why would I want to do that and take a demotion?
Yeah.
Because if what we're reading from Barna and the faith development and the biggest percentage of people who come to Christ are before age 13,
mm-hmm.
and that their faith development is happening in their teenage years,
mm-hmm.
I think kids ministry and student ministry, that's front line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to take a demotion. Plus, I don't want to preach every week.
I agree. You know, I love the opportunity to teach, but it's like, I'm glad I don't have to do that every week.
There's other things that come along with that. But I just feel that that's where God has called me to do as a lifelong calling.
So what's your official title? Yeah. Not that titles are important. Because I think you're more like the unicorn pastor. Like you're just magical. Because you got so much range, man. Seriously.
Pastor, student ministry. That's all I am. And then here's the thing. Just don't do things really well that other people pass off things on to you.
Yes. Yeah. No, well, that's what I kept telling myself.
I'm sorry, that might have came across pride.
I got some more to give you.
No.
This is really what I did on the mission field. Is I rejoiced in doing stuff bad because my goal was people would you know come to me and I would train them and equip them, but I would actually be really happy if people listening or watching me is like, I could do better than him.
Yeah,
I could do a better job, and then they go do it.
I guess if I were to put a job title on me, I'm a disciple making pastor.
Boom, I like that. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, that's, Scott, the disciple-making pastor.
And whatever that might look like.
Yeah. Can I be one too?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what we all should be.
Oh. We just all have the same titles?
Yeah. Hey, disciple-making pastor one. Yeah. It'd be like thing one, thing two, thing three, thing four.
Well, I think that's kind of how I think the Lord's leading us in journeying together more in seeing how integrated all the ministries are. It's kind of like we have different pastors and different leaders that are point people, right? Mm-hmm. You have a specific stewardship, but you realize that all of those are connected together. You know, what I'm responsible for is intertwined with every leader in this church is responsible for.
Yeah.
So I think understanding that is powerful because we get to start thinking about not just with among ourselves, but among other leaders within the church. You know, how has God gifted them? And what is the space that God is creating for them to use those gifts? Because disciple making is kind of this crazy, messy, multi-generational. It's never this top-down thing. It's this growing, organic family kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Multiplicative.
That's an interesting pop-the-hood thing that we did today, huh?
Yeah.